Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Six Eyes Gospel Show here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. We are blessed you made the woke list. This is Six Eyes Gospel. Phone lines are open at 424-243-9617. Hello to our surrounding city and states, our faraway countries. Mama, Daddy, sister, brother in heaven, hello. And we're going to have a great show. How's everyone doing on this beautiful Sunday?
Doing great, Six. How are you doing?
Doing great, doing great. Thanks for asking. Got my coffee. Going to have some great music and scripture. Here, phone lines are open once again. Call 424-243-9617. If you're on your social media, share this with your friends. Hey, use your three-way and connect and join and get your praise on without leaving the house. It's a beautiful day outside. We're going to have a great show. Amen.
Hello, brother dear.
Hello, Emily. Hello, and hello to Mom.
And
amen.
Mama said she sends you a hug airmail.
Right back at her. Let's get this show started. Let's have
Let's
an opening
boogie.
Prayer. Hello.
All right, let's have that opening prayer. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for another day. In you we have another way, and Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for our surrounding city and states and our countries near and far, Lord Jesus, with all those people listening, Lord Jesus. We know that your word says where two or three are gathered, you're in the midst, and Lord Jesus, we know that you're in our midst today, Lord Jesus. We ask you to take the wheel of this here program, Lord Jesus. Have your will and your way, Lord Jesus, especially in that soul who is nearest hell. Help them to reel up the white flag surrender, saying, I yield, knowing that your word said, Lord Jesus, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So let this day be their day, Lord Jesus. Let them get in contact with us so they can we can rejoice with them in their newfound joy, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, for the team of the Six Eyes Radio Network, we ask a special blessing to pray, Lord Jesus, so they can keep on keeping on for you, whether it be mental, spiritual, physical, or financial, Lord Jesus. And then for your children, we ask the same blessing to pray, Lord Jesus, so they can keep on keeping on for you, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, for those out there, Lord Jesus, that are dealing with COVID-19, Lord Jesus, first, the family and friends who've lost someone due to COVID-19, we ask a special blessing to pray, Lord Jesus, that you comfort them with your Holy Spirit as only you can, Lord Jesus. And then those dealing with COVID-19, as we speak, Lord Jesus, we ask you to raise them up above that in the bed of reflection, Lord Jesus, only you can, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, with situations like George Floyd and many other wicked situations that we read about in the newspaper, hear about on the television or radio set, Lord Jesus, we ask you to help us love our neighbor as ourselves, Lord Jesus. In so doing, we'd be loving the omnipresent neighbor who is you, Lord Jesus. Now we ask, Lord Jesus, that you once again bless this program. Let it be honored, glorifying to your name, Lord Jesus, because we turn it into your hands, Lord Jesus. And we ask all this in your mighty and precious name. Amen and amen. All
amen.
Right, now this time for our scripture reading. Wouldn't you say, Derek 6?
I would say there. Let's go.
All right, here we go.
This is 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 6 to 11. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that ye withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly and not after the tradition which he received of us. For yourselves know how ye ought to follow us, for we behave not ourselves disorderly among you. Neither did we eat any man's bread, for you not but wrought with labor and travail night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you, not because we have not power, but to make ourselves as samples unto you to follow us. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. Once again, this was 2 Thessalonians 3, 6 through 11, and may God add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Amen. All right, thank you, Emily, for that. And we're going to get into some music. Once again, you're enjoying the best in online radio, the Six Eyes Gospel Show. Let's dance.
That's good.
But no one else could ever see how what he commanded. Even when I don't understand, cause I often fall down. I'm so imperfect, but you still love me when I do.
Thank you. Amen.
Thank you.
You're enjoying the Six Eyes Gospel Show. Phone lines are open, 424-243-9617.
They are the best and the worst you've created, loving and hating and opinionated, daughters in basements and those congregated. Deliver me far from the peaceful shore. I was sinking deep in the ocean of thoughts they were thinking. Don't know what validation I was seeking. Deliver me from people. When you said you could heal me from anything, did you mean people, deliver me? 'Cause I can't point them out, I won't say the names, I don't know the damage, or which one to blame. It's just people, deliver.
We'll have our pastor shortly. Brother Wolfgang, has the pastor arrived yet?
He's listening in right now. He hasn't raised his hand yet to let us know he's ready.
Amen, amen. Well, our pastor has arrived. Let him get a chance to take his seat and get comfortable. Amen. If you're on the line and you have a gospel request, let me know and I'll play it. Six Eyes Gospel.
Battle of love, there is
Amen. You're enjoying the Six Eyes Gospel Show. We're here each and every Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 Central, where you get your prayers up without leaving the house, the Six Eyes Radio Network. We'll soon have our pastor when he's ready. Are you ready, sir?
Yes,
Amen.
Here. Welcome, Pastor Bonnet.
Welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I have a song request.
Come on with it.
If you can play at least a portion with it, it is Make It Right by Maverick City.
All right, all right. There's no song we don't have. And right after this, we'll have the pastor. Make It Right by Maverick City. It's coming up here on the Six Eyes Gospel Show.
And today we're talking about purpose.
Amen.
Make it right. Amen. In days like this, we really need a Savior that can make it right. In the midst of all the wrong that we've done, all the mistakes that we've made, and the ones that we shall make, we need a Savior that can make it right. We have such a Savior, and his name is Jesus. Amen. Greetings to each of you here on the Six Eyes Gospel Show. I know this is the place where you get your praise on without leaving the house. But whether you're in your car, on your airplane travel, on the cruise ship, whenever you are listening to this, this message deals with purpose on today. We're in a brand new month, the month of April. Our monthly emphasis is there is a purpose why God made us. There is a purpose why God made you, my brother, my sister. Wherever you may be, God made you with a purpose. You may be thinking within yourself, I don't know my purpose. What is my purpose? Is there such a thing as true destiny? You may have those questions in your head. You may think that even God has made you void. I serve notice to you today that that is not true, that you was designed with a purpose and a plan. We're going to find that in Scripture today, and it's going to set us on a road of discovering our individual purposes, to know without a shadow of doubt that God made us with purpose. God bless you, Brother Charles, Missionary Ken, all the sisters on the line. God bless each of you in your individual place. Dear Heavenly Father, as we journey in your word today, we pray for revelation knowledge. We pray for a rhema word that will speak to our hearts and speak to our mind. And God, as you do these things, we are mindful to give your name the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. It is in your Son Jesus' name we pray and receive, Father. Amen and amen. I want to kick off today,
amen,
with Jeremiah chapter 1. Jeremiah is the prophet here, one of the major prophets. Jeremiah chapter number 1 and verse 5. And the word of the Lord reads, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou comest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation." Now that's what God said to Jeremiah. I says, God had no respect of person. Before he formed you and me, he knew us, and you and I was ordained by God to fulfill a purpose. Now, Jeremiah had a small struggle. He said, then said I, "Oh, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me," and the Lord talked back. It's a beautiful thing when you have a relationship with God. That means you're talking to him, but here's the key. You got to be listening to what he's saying. Most of us want to talk to God, but we don't take time to listen to God. Help us, Holy Spirit. He said, "Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee." In other words, don't think that you're ill-equipped. Don't think you don't have enough. Because whatever God put in you, he know what he put in you. And when he tell you to go, the permission to go is already there. You are anointed to fulfill your purpose. What is the anointing? Well, I'm glad you asked. The anointing is God's enabling ability to finish, to complete your task, to finish your race. That's what the anointing is. Whatever your God-given assignment is, whatever talent, whatever gift that God has put inside of you, there is an anointing for it that if you tap into it, the anointing will give you power to finish, to fulfill your purpose. So let's go to Genesis. We're going to all the way back to the beginning. We're going to the beginning. We're going to start where it started. Amen. And once again, there is a purpose why God made us. In other words, when Jeremiah was born, there were some people that needed to hear a genuine voice from the Lord. And God knew that as he raised up Jeremiah, that Jeremiah would be the one that would speak on behalf of the Lord, that he would do what it is that God has told him to do. Beloved brothers and sisters, there's some things that God has told us to do, and the question is, how we done what he said do? Most of us thinking that a calling of God only applies to the confound of the four walls of the church. I'm serving you notice today that that is not completely true. In fact, the world is so much bigger than the confound of your church walls. And so if we will learn to take the limitations off of God, God would take the limitations off of us. I'm going to say that again because that's good for somebody. If you will learn to take the limitations off of God, God will take the limitations off of you. Why? Because the word says, it declares, I can do all things. Not some things, not most things, but all things through Christ that strengtheneth. That's a continuation. Me. So God wants to bless us. We're going back to it, and we want to establish purpose. Many of you all have heard me preach about this creation in Genesis chapter 1 and the creation of man and the creation of the world. But I want us to look at a few key verses today. And as we look through them, let's take and see what the word is saying. Genesis chapter 1, verse 22. The 22nd verse of chapter 1 in the book of Genesis. And the word of the Lord read, and God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the water in the seas, and let fowls multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. Bringing, and God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures after his kind, cattle and creeping things, and beasts of the earth after its kind. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw, so God spoke, and now God sees what he spoke. And God see that, the obedience of what he spoke, and God saw that it was good. In other words, what he said, that's what happened. It's amazing to me how today that you have people all over the world saying, I'm a good person, but they don't do what God say do. They don't follow the instructions of God. It's a wonder how they can formulate the word good. It must be a different definition in their mind, because the only thing that's good is the thing that is obedient to the Creator. Oh, I wish I had somebody. And God saw that it was good. Verse 26.
Come on,
Pastor. And God said, let us make man in our image. Wait a minute now. He wasn't using no angels as blueprints. So who was he talking to? Well, the word here, God, is Elohim, which is a plural form of God. Elohim. And so we see the triune God here is communion with himself. In other words, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit is talking within himself about you and I. And we see here in the text that God said, let us. Now, if it was no us, he would have said, let me. It was just so singular, I'm quite sure the Lord knew how to speak then. Help me somebody. So he said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them, mankind, see, man is the species, man, and let them have dominion. That's dunamis. That's authority. But authority, dunamis, comes from where we get the word dynamite from. And dynamite, if it's used right, it can open up a tunnel through a mountain. But if it's used wrong, it can bring down buildings. Help me somebody. So you and I have authority that we can make way or tear things down. How are you using the authority that God gave you? Are you using it to build? Are you using it to make a way? Are you using it to make things that you would be hard a lot easier because you made a way? Or are you tearing it down because you couldn't get it? Nobody can get it. Help us today. And so he said, and let them have dominion. Now listen to what he gave dominion over. He gave them dominion, that's authority. That's that word dunamis. He gave them that over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. You know, your caterpillars, your bugs, your worms, your roaches, your flies. That's kind of authority man have. Man have authority over all that was put in the earth. Verse 27. So God created man in his own image. That's why it's a danger for you to take a life, for you to disregard life. Because he is that man, regardless of who they are, they are in the image and likeness of God. And to disregard his life is to disregard God. But that's another topic. We're going to keep on going. So God created man in his own image of God created he male. These are the species of man, the different types. He created male and female created he them. Now, if God made a distinction, what's wrong with us? I'm going to keep on moving. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. Them who? The male and the female. The male and the female. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing, not person, that moveth upon the earth. So to think that you were put here to dominate someone is a misguided purpose. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 2, verse 5 through 10. That's the next chapter over. Genesis chapter 2, verse 5. And every plant of the field before it was in the earth. And every herb in the field before it grew. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain. Brother Charles, check this out. Now, God did all this stuff. We read it in chapter 1, all that he did, all the wonderful things that he did. But yes, we get over here to chapter 2, and he said, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, before it was in the earth, I mean, before it grew, And the herb of the field, before it grew, for the Lord God, that's the Lord God, that's the one in control, that's the creator and the designer. Mm. The Lord God is amazing. We're not careful. See, the devil will let you recognize God, but he won't let you recognize the Lord God. Because we follow this in Scripture. Adam recognized him as Lord God, but after the fall, he just called him God or Lord. But he's the Lord God. Mm. But before, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth. In other words, the clouds didn't go through the process of collecting the moisture up there, and they didn't get thunderous, and they didn't begin to shower back down. And that whole rain process that takes place naturally, it didn't happen then. That's right. Rain did not happen then. In fact, rain did not happen up until the flood of Noah. But that's, again, another story. Back to here. But for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man. There was not a what? To everybody that saw that before Adam was, there was a pre-Adamic race. Here's another proof it wasn't. Because the text in Genesis 2 says, God did not cause it to rain upon the earth, and there was not any man. There was not any man, that's the species, to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed, wait a minute. We read in Genesis, he created male and female. So where are we at now? See, that goes to prove that we are spirit being, but in order to operate in the earth, he had to give us something from the earth. Because to the birds, he gave them dominion in the air. That's why birds receive energy as they're soaring through the air. That's why fish, they get energy as they move through the oceans. And believe it or not, animals receive their energy from the environment that they're in. And although a groundhog can scratch the surface of the dirt, you got a mole that can dig into it and burrow through the earth and turn the soil. You got dogs that will scratch the soil up and hide bones in it. You got cats that after they do their business, they'll cover it over with the earth. And so many other animals, they can turn the soil, but that did not interest God because God needed someone with intelligence, someone that will operate in authority, someone that will have his best interest in heart. Most of the time as parents, especially those parents that have businesses, family practices, be it law or medicine or whatever. They usually want their children to follow their footsteps in some way, shape, or fashion. Peter was a fisherman because his daddy was a fisherman. And probably his daddy's daddy was a fisherman. Here it is. God is a creator, a organizer. Could it be, brothers and sisters, that you and I, who are made in his image and in his likeness, could it be that one of our greatest purpose is to create, to organize, to fulfill a need? Could it be? Well, let's keep on reading and let's see what it's going to be. And the Bible says here once again, verse 7. Now I'm going to go back to verse 6. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole surface of the ground. The whole surface. This affirms to us that at one time, earth was all gathered together. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. He took dust. That's the stuff that flies up in the air when the wind blows. Now, he already made us in his image and in his likeness. We read in the New Testament that Jesus, God has not flesh and blood as we do. So the first male and female, God, he produced our soul, our spirit, excuse me. But our spirit could do no work in the earth as a spirit. Those of you that believe in ghosts and past loved ones coming and moving this and moving that. In order to operate in this earth realm legally, you need a body. That's why when we die, we cease from our labors. But while we're alive, then our labor must continue. Our labor is the work that we must do in the land that we're in. Let me read. And the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. A living soul. So now our spirit been joined with this body, and we became a living soul. God made us a triune creature like him, because we both now have a spirit, a body, and a soul. So if we can be triune in our fallen state, how much more God, who have not fell or have not fallen, excuse me, how much more him? And man became a living soul. Verse 8, and the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden. And there he put the man. There he put the man, the man, the man. First there was not a man to till the garden. Now the man, the first man the one formed from the dust, so that why there was no human race prior to us as humans. The man, and there he put the man whom he had formed. See, now he formed him, see? Back in chapter 1, God created. So the creation was made. But the finished product was formed and given the breath of life. Now, I must insert this, and I'm not going to stay there, but if nothing from God can die, he is eternal. The Bible says that he breathed into the nostrils of man, and man became a living soul. That means he's put breath. The breath came from him. That's why, although ashes to ashes, dust to dust, earth to earth, we shall go back to the earth as dust. But our spirit, our soul, it lives on waiting on the new body. So therefore, you, sir, you, ma'am, your body gonna die, but not your spirit and not your soul. But they have a destination either with God in eternity or in hell for eternity. Let me keep on reading. Verse 8 says, and the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. Singular. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that was pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became unto four heads. Today, again, I want to focus on purpose. I want us to have an understanding there is a purpose why we was made. Purpose death. A simple question to start this off. What is purpose? You know, before you can know your purpose, know what purpose is. Well, purpose is the reason why we were born. Wait a minute, preacher. Now you're telling me I need to know my purpose, but you're telling me purpose was the reason why I was born. Yeah. Everything that God made, he utilized space and place. And in all of the spaces, in all of the places, he filled them with glory from himself. When you look in the heavens, we see countless of stars. If we had a stethoscope We'll see other galaxies. Our sun is a star if you're looking from another distance. And the third planet from that star is our little space. And he filled it with glory. The birds of the air, the fish of the sea, the cattle, the beasts, all the creeping things of the field. He filled it. But what he needed was a manager. What he needed was someone that will have his intelligence to speak life. Needed a manager. So he created Adam. And he put Adam to work. And one day he looked and he said, it's not good for Adam to be alone. So he put Adam to sleep, opened up his flesh, and took a bone from his rib cage. That's why, man, we're missing one now. If you don't believe me, talk to somebody that studied biology. We're missing one. And they can tell the difference between us and them by the hip bone and the rib cage. And us being men, because I be a man. And so our purpose is the reason why we were born. God knows why he made us. He knows the need for our lives. Remember in Jeremiah, he said, before I formed thee, I knew thee. In other words, God gave purpose for us because he knew that in 2022, April the 3rd, there will be a need to preach this message again. And so he decided that in 1960-something, tell all my age, to let somebody be born to a young teenager who later gave her life to the Lord and began to share that same love, that same glory with her son, and got married and had another son and began to share that faith with both sons. And they grew to know God that they never saw. And fast forward years later, fully grown and been ministering that same truth to a world in need of it. Now, that wasn't my only purpose because I had children. So there was a purpose for me to be a father. I got married. So there is still now, because I'm still married, a purpose for me to be a husband. My wife don't have to pay me to be her husband. No, she don't. My children did not have to pay me to be their dad. No, they did not have to pay me. So could it be, being that purpose is something that you do, and you'll do it if nobody pays you to do it because it's what you love to do, then I've met most of my purpose for living. Because my children needed their father. And I did my best to be there. My wife needed her husband. And I'm doing my best to be here. But then there's a gospel preached word that needed to be broadcast on the Six Eyes Radio Network on Sunday, April the 3rd, 2022. And I'm doing my very best without pay is my purpose. What do you do, sir? What do you do, ma'am? That if truth be told, you would do it even if you never got paid for it. Some people have hobbies. They like to make things. They like to make jewelry. Some like to make candles. And it's something about when you begin to fulfill your purpose, the need of that. You don't have to search for payment. It'll come your way. It'll come your way. When you begin to fill the void, most of us want to walk around and we want to recognize what's missing, but we don't want to feel what's missing. Have you ever prayed this song? Enlarge my territory. Or said that prayer. God, increase my territory. But we sing songs of that nature, asking God to give us more. But the question is, why should God give us more if we haven't done anything with what he gave us already? Could you see yourself being my server? And I'm sitting down at an all-you-can-eat buffet. You know, I like Olive Garden. I like Olive Garden. And I like what they call the Zupa soup. I may be pronouncing it wrong, but that's all right. Zupa soup. I learned how to make it, Brother Charles, and I make it. Now, they tell me, my wife tell me. Now, if it's not true, she told it. My wife tell me my version of it tastes better than Olive Garden. I've had others. My daughter tasted it when she was down here, and I shook some for her and gave her some to take back with her, and she bragged about it. And so if it's not that good, they let me believe that it was that good. But to me, it was sure enough good. So I believe it myself, even if they didn't tell me. But when I go to Olive Garden, I you know, they have the soup and salad. Many times, all you can eat soup and salad when you order your meal. Or you can order just the all-you-can-eat soup for lunchtime and salad. And wouldn't it be strange for my server to come and bring me a full bowl of Zupa soup, time grating all that fresh Parmesan cheese over the top of it. Just grating. And 5 minutes later, she come back to check, is the food good? I said, oh, yeah, it's good. And she see the same cheese melted over the top. She say, okay. And she come back 10 minutes later, is the food good? Yeah, I'd like another bowl, please. And she looks and see my bowl still full as before. There's going to be some questions asked. Question number one would be, did you not like what you had? Oh, I loved it. It was good. It was what I ordered. Is it cold? Or did something get into it? No. It's wonderful. Then, sir, you know, it's all you can eat, not all you can waste. And see, many of us, we want all we can eat from the Lord, but the truth is, are we just wasting the gifts that he's given us? Are we wasting the purposes and why he have us here? Brothers and sisters, you and I have purpose. The Bible tells us what our hands find to do that we should do. So many of us have skills and talent. We're able to do more, but we sit back and we allow others to do and then ask God why he won't use us. It is amazing. We behave like the story of the talents. One man was given one talent according to his ability to handle it. Another man was given two talents according to his ability to handle it. And finally, a third one was given five talents according to their ability to manage it. In other words, God knows what you can and cannot do because he knows what he put in you. Well, you know the story, but let me give you the short version of it. The five produced ten. The two produced five. The one hid it. Fast forward the story. God blessed the two. And he took the one and gave it to the ten and cursed the one who hid his gift. He cursed the one who hid his gifts. He cursed the one. He cursed the one that hid the gifts. He said, you know I was coming looking. You could have done something with it if it was nothing else but to put it in the bank. So I will get usury for it. In other words, if you got to go get a 9-to-5 to use your talent, you can get some usury out of it. If you join a church and become the janitor, God can get some usury out of it. If you volunteer in a community program that helps clean your neighborhood, God can get some usury out of it. We want God to use us, but we won't do the simple things he made available for us to do. Many people ask me at different times, some of you may have that Google me may have saw prophet bonnet. God has blessed me with the prophetic gift to prophesy. And many times over the years, I've had people ask me, man of God, how you do that? How you able, how you know what you know, how you do what you do? What is it that you did to receive that? And I tell them, number one, I did nothing to receive this gift. And number two, I simply said yes. I said yes to the Lord for the using of the gift. Because I was like, probably some of y'all would have been, had one of the services, one of the sisters saw me operating in ministry, and she said, my God, man of God, you are a prophet. And I said, no, I'm just a minister. She said, no, you are a prophet from the Lord. And I said, don't be calling me no prophet. You don't have me around here lying to people. And I receive a strong rebuke from the Holy Spirit. And that rebuke was, how is it a lie if you only say what I say? And with tears in my heart and my eyes, I repented because it was an act of unbelief, not trusting God, knowing that I've read the scripture, knowing that I have understood the scriptures and believe that prophets exist. I just didn't believe it for me. And so after I repented, I went forward. And that gift grew and developed. And I tell people, it wasn't me. I'm simply operating in the lane that he gave me. You know the beautiful thing about driving? There's lines. There's rules. And so long as everybody stays in that lane, we know that we'll get to our destination. But every now and then, somebody violates the rule, and we have collisions. We have incidents. And spiritually, we as believers don't obey the rules of God. And collisions take place. Incidents and accidents happens. And we have people become church hurt spiritually. Withdrawn or malnourished because someone did not want to follow the rules. I love this. Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. What things? Everything you need to fulfill your purpose. My brother, my sister, if you are listening to me now, there's purpose in your life. If you say, but I'm going through pain, there's purpose for your pain. Oh, yeah. Pain is an indicator of something not right. And usually, when we figure out what is going wrong or what's not right, usually the pain will subside. It will go completely away. You know, if your arch falls and you got on the wrong type of shoes, your knees and your ankles, your knees will start hurting, your back will start hurting. But put on the right shoe, and all of a sudden you feel a pep in your step. Don't drink enough water. All of a sudden your side start hurting. You've been drinking sodas all day and your side, you wonder why your side hurt. But drink you about 2 full glasses of water. All of a sudden that side is not hurting no more. Because you corrected the problem. Maybe we are not able to find our purpose because we have not searched for what we are doing wrong. We think that we got it right. We haven't acquired of the Lord. One thing I know, that in the book he says to Jeremiah, and we're going back to it. He tells Jeremiah, in Jeremiah chapter 1. He tells Jeremiah chapter 1, for those of you that don't have it, he tells him in verse 7, but the Lord said to me, say not that I'm a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, says the Lord. I am with thee. When we understand that God is with us to deliver us, to assure that what he put in us is being fulfilled, he will deliver just what he said. He that is faithful. And just, my God. God wants us to be faithful. When we learn how to be faithful over little things, when we're committed to small matters, the Lord sees. Not only do he see, but he is waiting for us to do our part so the rest can follow. Question is, what's the rest? The rest can be people. The rest can be finances. The rest can be peace. There's so much more. So, tell us that if we're faithful over that which is the least, that little stuff, he is faithful in much. It reads like this: he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. You got a little voice, and you won't give that to the Lord. He'll never give you a great big stage. And if you get it, you won't keep it. Because a whole lot of people have been given opportunities for their character, but did not keep them there. That's enough for me today. We got our Bloodhound of Scripture coming up. It is time for communion. I tell you, this is the first Sunday. We commune on first Sunday. Amen. Last first Sunday, we forgot and had to do it on a Monday, I think. And so I don't want to forget today. So if you have your communion cups, amen. You know, your little, we have it in little individual packages. We have a little cup with a little juice in it, and at the top of it, it has a little wafer at the top so that we can have our unleavened bread and our juice as we remember the Lord's death. The Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 26, verse 17, so now on the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying unto him, where would thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover? And he said, go into the city to such a man and say unto him, the master says, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at thy house with my disciples. And the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. Now when the evening would come, he sat down with the 12. And as they did eat, he said, verily I say unto you that one of you shall betray me. And they were exceedingly sorrowful, and began every one of them to say to him, Lord, is it I? And he answered and said, he that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goes, as it is written of him, but woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born. Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? And he said unto him, Thou hast said. And as they were eating, Jesus took the bread, and he blessed it, and he broke it, and he gave it to the disciples, and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup, and he gave thanks, and he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sin. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Amen. Many don't know what song they sung, but the song that we sang in the Pentecostal church is, I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me.
Sing it, Pastor.
One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross.
The cross.
I knew it was the blood for me. He never said a mumbling word. He never said a mumbling word. He never said a mumbling word for me. One day when
I was lost,
he died upon the cross. I knew it was the blood for me. Amen. The blood is for me.
Amen.
You know what I mean? In the world, they like to toast their beer and say, this blood is for you. Nah, I like to say to you today, his blood is for you. For it is only Christ's blood that gives us the remission for our sin. It was shed for it. It is that purpose our atonement has been met. The innocent blood of Christ on Calvary's cross, who bore our sin upon him, that we would not have to pay the price of sin, which was death. He died. But being that he is the resurrection, he is the first to get up from the grave and remain up. And we that believe in him and receive what he done for us, if we die in this world, we will get up in the next. But we're not going to get up to damnation, but we're going to get up to eternal life with the Father. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Thank you all again for allowing me the opportunity to come and share the gospel truth with you. If you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, I encourage you to make Jesus your Lord and your Savior. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life, and it is through no one else but Jesus Christ. God bless you and God keep you. Missionary Ken, whomever, God bless you. It's back in your all's hands. Thank you so very much.
All right, thank you, Pastor Bonnet, for that great message. You can join us each and every Sunday at 12 Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, and guess what Pacific would be? I'm not going to tell you. And we're here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. It's here for your enjoyment 7 days a week. Get your praise on without leaving the house every Sunday with the Six Eyes Gospel Show. Now, on Monday, tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific, Motivational Monday with Pastor Kenneth Vonnegut. Give a call at 424-243-9617. Matter of fact, save that number in your phone right now. That's 424-243-9617. Please like the Six Eyes Radio Facebook page and go to your podcast portion of your phone. And in the search, type in Six Eyes Radio, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, space radio, R-A-D-I-O. And you're going to see in the top right corner, subscribe, and you'll have the Six Eyes Radio Network on demand. 7 days a week of what you enjoy, the Six Eyes Radio Network.
All right. So, is everybody ready for the Bloodhound of Scripture?
And before you do that, suppose someone who wants to give a love offering to the station, how would they go about doing that? I'm curious.
Oh, that's pretty easy. We've got a couple options. First off, for those with PayPal, they go to paypal.com, and they enter the email address, sixeyes6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6 at gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6 at gmail.com. For you Cash App users, you go to Cash App, enter $ S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4, again, $ S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4, and in both cases, you enter in the amount of your love gift, no matter how big or small, is greatly, greatly appreciated, and we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much, and we know that the good Lord will bless you. Amen.
Amen. And we have a new addition to the family. Come here, Chanel. Come here, girl. Come here. Say hello to the people. Say hello. Speak. Speak. Come on, girl. Speak. Chanel, speak. She's 9 weeks old. Come here, girl. Come here, girl. Speak. Speak. Say hello.
She says she's not ready for her debut yet, so.
Speak.
Come on.
Stop.
We got company.
Speak.
Come on.
Speak.
Hey, that's how you speak.
Speak.
What you got, boy?
There she goes.
Speak.
She's 9 weeks old.
Good girl.
Come on. Say hello. 9 weeks old. That's Chanel.
Can you stop bothering me? Leave me alone.
Speak. Speak. Speak.
There you go. There you go. All right. All right. And that's our little newest one to the family. So we want you all to bring a friend next week. Bring a friend. Use your three-way. And post this on social media. Amen. So we are ready for the Bloodhound of Scripture.
Here we go. Let's see if anybody can answer this one.
Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar.
All right, Em, one more time.
And thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar.
And just for the sake of our listeners, we'll do that one more time.
Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar.
All right.
Proverbs 30:6.
What was that? Proverbs 30.
Verse 6.
And you got it. Good job. Yeah!
job.
All right. So, Nikhil got it today. Now, here's the one that you here's the one that you got to sniff out by next Sunday. The one you got to sniff out by next Sunday. Get your sniffers all ready for this one.
For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book.
All right, Em, one more time.
For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book.
Big time, ouch. We don't want to add to his words, so we're going to hear that one more time so you can get it and get ready to see if you could sniff it out by next week. Here we go.
For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book.
And there we be.
All right. Well, I'm going to have a song, and then we're going to get out of here after we have a closing prayer, but we're going to hear a song. And once again, you're enjoying the Six Eyes Gospel Show. Praise God. Here we go. All right, amen. We're going to have that song coming up soon. All right, so Pastor Bonnie, what can they expect on Motivational Monday tomorrow?
Which I think Pastor needs to get his coffee.
Amen. Well, who do we have on the phone lines with us? Check the phone lines so we can say hello to our...
I was talking and was on mute. I didn't realize I was on mute. Amen. On tomorrow, we'll be talking to those in the New Testament, new believers, new converts. Amen. We'll be refounding some doctrine. We've been talking about the things of the church, the things of God. And so we're in that teaching. So it's more of a new members orientation. Amen. We want to incorporate the believers with the scenes of the church. Amen. And to know that you are the church. Amen. Amen. A lot of times we just think the church is the place we go. Amen. And let me say this, if I can say this. Church is not just a place you can go. I hear people saying all the time, you don't have to go to church to serve God. Okay. I'm no longer going to argue that point. But I will state that you must be the church to serve God. Amen. Tune in tomorrow night on Motivational Monday and you will hear more.
Thank you for that. All right, this is Corey Henry. Okay, we're having training classes while this song is playing. 9-week-old, Shanice. close your eyes and enjoy. Amen.
Featured on that.
The Lord is. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. It'll do the same for you. When he leads me besides the still waters, he restores my soul. Yes, my soul. And he leads me to sin and righteousness. So he has nothing to look like. Through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thou art, thou shalt they comfort me. Now the very of the before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou mounted my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy to follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Yes, I will. I'll do it forever. Yes. But we're not going to start there. I will sing of the mercy and judgment unto you, O Lord. I will sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way.
Come on, Pastor.
Oh, when thou art come unto me, I will walk within my house with a perfect heart.
Yes.
I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. A forward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person who so privily slanders his neighbor. Him will I cut off. Him that has a hollow and a proud heart, I will not suffer. My eyes shall behold the faces of the Lamb, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He that worketh deceit cannot dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not carry in my sight.
Amen.
I will early destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all wicked doers. house of the city of the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God, and is he that made us, and we not ourselves. We are the people and the sheep of his pastures. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. I think the Lord is good. For the Lord is good. For the Lord is good. And his mercy endureth forever. And the truth endureth through all generations. This has been your Six-Eye Gospel Show. Praising the Lord to let you know. You can praise him wherever you go. Just lift up your holy hands and tell him yes. Yes. Ain't no party like the Holy Ghost party, cause the Holy Ghost party don't stop. Ain't no joy like the Holy Ghost joy, cause the Holy Ghost joy don't stop. Ain't no love like the Holy Ghost love, cause the Holy Ghost love don't stop.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah. Yes, Lord.
So we're going to have an overflow. Each and every Sunday, mm-hmm. we'll have great music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, he's good. Can I get you to
everybody on the line, unmute your mic and say yes, and thank you to the mm-hmm. Lord. If he's done anything for you, unmute your mic and tell
yes.
him right
thank
now.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
yeah.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
God
I'll start it off. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
unmute
you, Lord.
Those
thank
mics.
You, Lord.
Thanks,
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Well, we got more than that. Well, I know we got more than that.
Amen.
He's been good.
Yes.
He's been very good.
Yes, he has.
Yeah. He's all right. He's all right.
I know that I'm right.
He's all right. Yes, he is.
All right.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised.
More than
he's
worthy.
He's worthy to be glorified.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Now everybody mute and listen to this great song right here. Then we're going to have a closing prayer, and we're going to get out of here. Once again, we thank you all for joining us on the Six Eyes Gospel Show here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Put that number in your phone. That's 424-243-9617. And please like the Six Eyes Radio Facebook page. The best in gospel. you just join us, you're enjoying the overflow. Yes.
Praying. Yeah, well, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We pray, Lord God, as we part our ways, Lord God, that you will be with us, Lord God, and giving us direction and guidance. God, we pray for safe travels as we travel. We pray for clear understanding to the things that we are doing. And we pray for your boldness, Lord God, to share with others the goodness of who you are to us and to the world. And if we do these things, God, we say thank you. Thank you for choosing us. Thank you for using us. We love you today. We ask that you bless those that are going through right now, those that are dealing with grief, those that are dealing with pain. Give them strength to keep pressing on to see their change take place. And as you do it, oh God, we're thankful, oh God, that we can do all things through you to give us strength daily. We love you today. What I say unto one, I say unto all. Watch as well as pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Well, once again, we thank you for joining us and enjoying the Six Eyes Gospel Show. Remember, we're here each and every Sunday, 12 Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, and guess that Pacific, I'm not going to tell you. Where you get your praise on without leaving the house, the Six Eyes Radio Network, Six Eyes Gospel Show. That number again, put it in your phone, that's 424-243-9617. And again, go to your podcast app on your phone, and the search, type in Six Eyes, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, space radio, R-A-D-I-O, and in the top right corner, press subscribe, and you'll have the Six Eyes Radio Network on demand. I want to thank our new listeners, our old listeners, our surrounding city and states, and our faraway countries. We thank you. Y'all got to hear this before y'all get out of here. You got to hear this. Listen to this, Pastor Bonnet. Check this out. the doors are open. Y'all take care. God bless. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. All right. Y'all take care now.